Is the solar eclipse slush from Sonic any good? Today we're going to find out in episode 28
of the Just Read It podcast.
Hit the intro.
All right, gentlemen. So today, we're going to set this aside for now. We'll try it later. We're starting off with the Sonic Wrap.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's a new limited edition item that I believe has chicken, fried chicken in the middle. Chicken nuggets, chicken strips.
We're going to give it a little dissection first.
First look.
Okay, chicken, lettuce, and cheese. That's what we're seeing here.
Yes. Kind of, this is very similar to the KFC wrap that we tried.
Will it chicken? Today we'll find out.
I kind of unwrapped mine a little bit.
Let's go.
Just rate it. Was the
chicken wrap?
We don't know the name.
Chicken wrap from Sonic.
We're gonna call it that.
Which so, was,
Ethan,
we have a very, very extensive palate here. We have tried many things, many fast food, lots of chicken, lots of wraps, lots of lettuce. That's what we do. We're professionals. Our taste buds understand fast food and understand what to expect when we buy something.
You can trust us.
Yes. When I got this, I knew exactly what it was going to be. All right. When I saw it, I looked my eyes on it and I was like, I know what that is. I know what that's about because I'm an extensive expert when it comes to fast food. And I will say that Sonic, I will say, did not, I wouldn't say gave us a banger, but it gave us like, this is aight. It's got chicken. Chicken's good. The cheese, I'd say, will be the biggest drawback for me because it tasted really like greasy and cheap, and the cheese wasn't very good. So I say the cheese is a drawback. Love the lettuce. Great touch there. And good tortilla wrap. I think the cheese, honestly, kind of stopped this from being a banger. But I think this is something I will buy.
So I'm going to do a little fast-paced comparison round to the KFC wrap.
Love that.
Which we rated decently high, would you say?
I think it was in the nines.
Yeah, it's pretty high. So, first comparison, this doesn't have mac and cheese, which is an L. I feel like the mac and cheese kind of elevated it for the KFC. This is bigger than the KFC. So
no,
it's more
no,
food.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's just because you unwrapped it. No, it's not. Mine was like that.
That's
like
just the whole.
No. It was like that the whole way.
Look at the chicken, bro.
My chicken was not that big.
Okay, well, mine is bigger.
You guys got a bigger one.
I guess they just know.
He got lucky.
So this is bigger. More food. No mac and cheese. I think, agree, it does have cheese, but the mac and cheese added like a different consistency. Because this, it's like the chicken is crunchy. The mac and cheese is soft. They complement each other.
I don't think the chicken was near as good either. I like the KFC chicken a lot more.
I didn't notice too much of a difference with the chicken, I feel.
Like it also was like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, but also, it reminded me of it immediately. As soon as I tasted it, it was very similar to the KFC.
It was. I would agree with that. Okay, it's like Nike and Adidas, right? Nike, like, if you just take out the price, because I'm more of an Adidas guy, but if you just, for just the quality, like, Nike's just better than Adidas. And most people understand that, you know? Mm-hmm. Because it's just the quality is better, because it's more expensive. But if you took it out of the part, this is kind of how I see these towards this versus the KFC. Like, the KFC is like the Nike. I see that the KFC is a lot higher end.
Yeah.
When I ate it.
Yeah, which, I mean, you'd expect. KFC is a chicken place.
Yeah.
Sonic's more variety.
Sonic is just everything.
But
you can get
they
anything. Just, you know.
Hot dogs, burgers.
Dude, they just go to Walmart. Like, what do you have?
Give us everything.
Give
all
us
your products.
Everything.
So I think
you could buy a dang Lego set at Sonic.
Probably. I mean, they do sell toys. So you're not wrong. I think this is eatable. It's good. It's not great. It could be better.
The KFC wrap was great.
And it was great. It was unique. This is kind of boring.
I would buy it though. Like I would go to Sonic. Well, how much was it?
I believe it was $1.99
for one.
For one.
Yeah, I would totally. I would go there and buy four of them.
Yeah, I mean it's good. It's definitely good.
It's good.
But I think for comparing it to other more unique and better items,
yeah,
this is definitely not in the 9 range.
No. I say it's in 7s.
Yeah.
Are you lower than that?
No, it's definitely in 7s.
I say in 7s.
I'll give it a 7.8.
7.8? I'm going to go with 7.85. A little bit better.
That'd be a little different.
That's the palette we have. Yes. The understanding, because we both know that we know the distinction between the 7.8 and the 8.5. Yes. Or 7.85.
So what does that come out to?
I don't know. I haven't put it in the calculator yet. Divided by 2 is 11.72.
You do this every time, bro.
It's 7.825.
Respectable. It's above mid.
It's good. It's above mid. It's good. You didn't hear that. You should probably. I would buy it. Yeah, something that I would. Something I would partake in on the daily.
On the daily.
Not the daily.
Whoa, a little far. That's a big statement.
Little far. I'm a Chipotle and Cane's guy. All right, here we go.
Now for our main item, we did it reverse order this time.
The Eclipse.
Some say it's a blackout slush, but we say it's the
Eclipse slush because look.
All right, so Sonic makes banger floats. Y'all remember, yes. The highest rated drink was from
the
Sonic.
The highest rated item. Ooh. The only 10 on Ethan Vogel, the only 10 on Just Rated History was a Sonic float.
Sour Patch Kid slush.
Slush.
But it's a,
so it was a slush.
The average rating was, it wasn't a 10, his was a 10. Yes. It was like a 9.7, 8.
It was up there. It was really high up there. So
this, I hope.
I will say, I had the Sour Patch thing like again after that, and it wasn't as good.
Really?
No, because it didn't have as much sour stuff in it.
Oh, because we let it melt more. I feel like we had more, like, it, because it was so melted, it was more syrup.
Yeah, which was actually good because it's really sour, and I actually like that. So
this
here
one
we
has
go.
Sprinkles though.
This is what?
Sprinkles.
Love that. Here we go.
Cheers. Just rate it.
Might lose our eyesight here.
Yeah. Don't look at it for too long. That was the Solar Eclipse slush slash float. Which, you got it. I feel like we can both agree was definitely not as good as the Sour Patch Kid.
No, most definitely not. This is not like, this is Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes here.
Yeah. That actually could be controversial.
Yeah, that's controversial, but I don't like Patrick Mahomes.
This is more like Tom Brady versus
Baker Mayfield. No, I love Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is probably the greatest of all time.
This is like Tom Sour Patch Kid is Tom
Drew
Brady.
Brees, Drew Brees, because Aaron Rodgers is really good.
Okay.
Drew Brees. This is like Drew Brees.
It's good. It's great. Ah. It's a flow. But it's not sour.
Don't speak for me here, brother.
Okay, I think it's great.
Yeah. You like it a lot. I don't know what to think, because I don't know what it is. It's so weird. It's like,
it's kind of grapeish, a little bit.
I will say, you know, they're going to give it that fancy name and all that fancy stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I wish they would have given it a fancy flavor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was a little, for me, that was a little bit of a letdown because it's just grape.
Yeah, it's just grape.
It's just a grape. It's grape slush with ice cream.
Yeah. I've actually never had a grape slush before, so this is my first. You good?
Doing great here.
So I'm just going to assume the Sour Patch Kid was like a 9.8, something like that. That's the top item, though, so it's not saying too much. This, for me, is in the 9 range, for sure.
Love that. Big sugar guy.
Big sugar guy. And it has sprinkles.
I won't say sprinkles. I didn't like the sprinkles, though.
Well, it's for aesthetics.
Right? Is it for aesthetics? Yes. Fair point.
I think, taste-wise, aesthetic-wise, event-wise, you know, solar eclipse just happened.
Love that.
Good timing.
Love that. Great marketing.
Most of our high drinks are Taco Bell freezes, and those are like 9.3 and 9.4. I'm gonna give this 9.5.
Whoa.
Yep.
That's really high for me.
High rating.
Because I actually prefer like a good Taco Bell freeze. I think some of the freezes have been better than this.
It's because it's like saturated for me. I've had them so many times. Like even off the podcast, I have them. Like,
I don't ever have those.
So this is kind of unique for me.
This is unique for me too. I don't really have a lot of slushes, I would say. I'm going to break down my rating here.
Okay.
I'm going to start off with my aesthetic, all right? I'm going to give you three different things. I'm going to rate all three of them, and I'm going to see what they come out to. And that's how I'm going to do this.
Okay.
All right? So I'm aesthetic, ready. I'm going very good. Very good aesthetic. I'm going to go with a 9.8.
Ooh.
Because it's really good aesthetic.
How can it be better?
How can it be better? The top, the ice cream wasn't like... Like, I wish they would have done whipped cream and filled up the top.
Mm.
And that would make it look good. Because it kind of looked a little dreary on the top, which was not a fan of. On the aesthetic purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm counting in the aesthetic with, like, the marketing of doing the solar eclipse. Great marketing. I love that. I'm a businessman. So, that really sits well with me. All right? Then, I'm going to rate the ice cream and the slush.
Okay.
Okay, so the ice cream... Solid 10. Solid 10.
Okay.
The ice cream is really good. But the slush, I'm going to go with like a... On the slush rating, I would give it like a... Maybe... I'm going to go 6.5. Which is really going to tank the score.
Dang, 6.5.
So, that is my rating. I'm going to estimate it out.
You think...
Because I think that's fair.
You think the slush is below mid?
I think it is. Because I think, okay, with the blue... The blue one, the Powerade.
Oh, from Sonic?
Yeah.
There's blue raspberry and there's Powerade.
Blue raspberry and Powerade. Those are like mint. That's like average. And I'd have rather have those than this.
Okay. That's fair.
That's fair. So it's an 8.766, but we round up.
8.77.
Love that. 8.77.
So what is our overall rating coming out to be?
A 9.13. 333, which just rounds down to zero. So that's 9.13.
It's a good rating.
It's a good rating.
Not surprising. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
If it was below 9, I would have been kind of shocked. But
yeah.
It's a good slush.
Yeah. Very good. Recommend.
It's probably going to be gone pretty soon. Solar Eclipse was like a week ago.
Limited edition here.
Limited edition.
You probably won't see a lot of ratings like this.
Nope. We're the only ones doing it.
Yep.
We're out here putting in the work.
Let's just say big motion. That's the word of the day. Big motion.
That's us. Fire mug. Link in the description. Just ready.
Right. Cheers.
Cheers. Episode 28.
Who knows what we'll rate next?
But we'll see you next time.
On the Just Rate It podcast.
Love you.